Steve Jackson, who was Steve Jackson. The world has changed, and I don't think we can change it back. I've been stuck in my apartment for quite a while now. I can get to the shops for sure and get the important stuff in. I've got a nice balcony which sees over the river, so that's good. And I've set up a little terrace out there with flowers and stuff like that, so it's nice, you know. But the fact of it is, everything has changed, as I said, and the virtual has become the norm. In fact, I think the virtual has become the new reality in some ways, and that is what has kind of like brought in a big interest in remote virtual assistant work. A lot of people are out of work, and a lot of people are looking for an option. You know, if they worked in an office or something like that, then, you know, maybe they could do the same job but from home, from not just one employee or client, but multiple clients, and work when they want and take time off when they want. And even in one of the things I love about this idea is being able to live abroad or work abroad and still do a few hours a day working. You know, if you just get the pull of the sun in the future, I'm talking about now, because today this might not be able to be possible, but in the future people will be able to say, okay, I may have work to do, but I can do it somewhere else. But anyway, regardless, if you're looking to do this sort of thing full time or part time, there's loads of places you can find some information about this stuff, and one of the places is on the link below here. Because obviously this sort of stuff kind of interests me, but so I decided to put some words down and research the way people work beyond myself and see what they're doing. But think about it like this. Ever since I can remember, business owners, entrepreneurs have needed a personal assistant to sort out their daily tasks that they just don't want to do themselves. And there's loads of them, loads of this laborious stuff, and more so since the internet's arrived, you know, social media and stuff like that. Someone to look after their social media accounts is big money, because you need to get inside each other's heads in many ways. And this sort of work could be done from anywhere. You don't need to be in his office or her office to run a social media account. It can be anywhere. And so, you know, as we're talking about the personal assistant, that's kind of gone online in many ways. And I think this is going to be a trend. Some people may be saying, so what's the payoff here? Who's virtual assistant being exploited here? Well, no, I don't think so in many ways. I mean, if you're a stay-at-home mum and you've got, you know, this say a scenario, you've got an autistic child at home, and they may go to school and stuff like that, but you need to be able to step out a minute's notice. Now this sort of work would be perfect for you. The thing is that both sides, again, there's a payoff for both sides here. The personal assistant has more flexibility to choose their hours and even influence their income. And they can earn some good money as well. So that's, don't get me wrong in that way. And at the same time, the employer or the client can use an assistant for maybe just a few hours a day, just to keep the costs of their business down. It may be a startup, and even though they would prefer to do everything themselves, they know this is the laborious jobs. Well, it's better if they do them, if someone else does them jobs than they do, because they can do the important work and make the actual decisions and make the money that they want to make. If you're interested in knowing more how this sort of virtual assistant works, click on the link below and read the article, and then if you want to subscribe to find out even more and find people you can work for, go ahead and find out more. Anyway, this is Steve Jackson from Who Is Steve Jackson, hoping everybody is well out there. I know many of you are not, but keep it cool, and talk later. Bye.